from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The region's banana industry under attack, not from the United States, but from the Caribbean itself.
We have made our position indefensible because we have given up our markets by not producing the amount of our quota.
Britain's overseas territories tackle the tax question on home soil, and the Caribbean begins the countdown to the Commonwealth Games. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We have nothing to defend. The WTO ruling has not affected St. Lucia or the other Windward Islands because they have a quota under the Lomé Convention, and they have not been producing anything near the quota. So what are we going to defend?
Former St. Lucian Prime Minister Sir John Compton launching a scathing attack on the planned CARICOM mission to the United States, which aims to lobby on the banana issue. The mission, to be led by CARICOM Chairman Dr. Kenny Anthony, hopes to persuade the United States to ease its pressure on Europe over preferential trading arrangements for ACP countries. Last month, the U.S. had requested a reconvening of the WTO's dispute panel, claiming that Europe is still breaking WTO directives on global free trade. Sir John Compton is warning of the folly of the CARICOM mission, given the apparent failure of the region to keep its own affairs in order.